What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike stick one, spike stick two, spike stick three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. Yeah! Right at the bat, I want y'all to know right now, one of the resistance fighters is in trouble. Ooh. One of our resistance fighters is in trouble. And when I tell you we'll find out who it is once I introduce the resistance fighters. But before I do that, I let you know that I am Spike on the Mic. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic. And this is the number one award-deserving show. Wait. Oh, okay. I thought maybe he found out who was in trouble. So, without further ado, let me introduce the crew. The man who you can only see his eyeballs, like, where's Waldo? He is the one. My man, Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
Man, I'm sticking like somebody who's been just chugging some water this morning, because last night was rough.
Oh, man.
But I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. I woke up, took some Tylenol, so I'm ready to go.
Get back on that horse. Yep. Get back on that horse. And terrible segue, but one who has long, flowing horse-like hair. We like to call her Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
Horse-like hair.
Well, like a Palomino mane.
Horse hair.
Horse with a
thing. My hair looks like silk. It doesn't look like horse hair.
Yeah. See, Spike, that's not a compliment to women,
no.
I don't think.
Yeah.
You should never compliment a woman. Yeah. And have the word horse.
Yeah, because they make brushes out of horse hair.
They do. They do.
So on a horse, on the neck of the horse, the thing come on the side.
Yeah.
That's very coarse. That's very coarse.
No, it's beautiful and silky. Beautiful.
You go to a horse jumping show, they tie that up. But you go to a horse show, they had a thing all nice and silk looking and beautiful. Yeah. So can you take that compliment? No. All right. Well, I know somebody who would love. I know someone who would love to have horse flowing hair.
Yeah.
He is the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. He is the one. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
There's another reason not to say a woman has anything that looks like a horse. Because you have to be very careful how you pronounce that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do plural.
Yeah. Billy, you look like you have a horse hair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And
which is actually probably more
of a compliment.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sticking fine. I'm sticking fine. Go to PW.
Oh, okay. Thank you. All right. So
apparently he's in trouble.
All right, so we're putting this. Oh, good for. Thank you for the reminder. And the guy that puts the sounds in your eardrums from your left to the right eardrums, all that artillery cranium, is the one, the only PW. PW, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a stick. I mean, think about it. Nothing sticks better than a stick.
Hey, it's in the name.
Yeah, right. It's right there.
It's right there in the name. All right, so now let's get to the business, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to do this because management has said you always what? You praise in public and you punish in private.
Right. But let's punish.
Now it's time to punish.
In public.
In public.
Uh-oh.
Right before the show, there was a issue with my Venetian blinds.
Yeah.
Or my window blinds or whatever they call them. And so I turned my blinds facing down.
Right.
And the resistance fighters before the pre-show, they just say, oh, no, blah, 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 blah. Y'all need to turn them up. And so I turn them up to see if that's a better light. And everyone says it's better. One of the resistance fighters says,
tall people.
I always go up because I think tall people can look in my window.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That is not how I meant it. That is not how. This thing shows with its tall and small and short and wide.
Yeah, you can't trust tall people. They will look in your window.
I am going to be Chad's lawyer. Okay. I'm going to be Chad's lawyer. In this instance, he meant people of
height,
a larger height. He didn't mean people of a more beautiful complexion.
Until you said that, I didn't even think of that.
I did.
Hey,
I totally did.
You did when I said that?
Of course.
For a millisecond. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Of course. You don't want tall people looking in your window.
Your window? And I was like, well, damn.
Well, because the whole idea is that if you are of tall height and you're angled down, you can look down into the window. So I always point it up because I guess
then
you
they
could look
just
at the
see the ceiling.
Ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what are you going to see in the ceiling? Nothing. You may see my feet if you look down.
But if you're looking down, you see your stereo. Go ahead, voice.
As a person of limited height who had no idea that you guys could do that, what have you guys been looking at all these years? I have to be very, very careful what I do behind Venetian blinds.
Oh, yeah. we're constantly looking
at
your
feet. I had no idea you guys could do that.
Do what?
Look into my room when I've got the blinds down.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just a thought that goes through my head sometimes. If you're trying to block the light, the sun shines down, so your blinds should point up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we do physics. All right, I like it. So I should not be offended, huh?
No. And I think this is so...
I'm just saying.
Duh. So, duh.
Because you can't curse. That's
don't
why
make me sound like a bad person.
You are a bad person. But if you smile, we all think you're a good person.
All right. Okay, well, okay. You know, you praise in public and you
right.
Other thing. Yeah. I want to praise Billy because she heard it just like I heard it.
Oh, I heard it too.
I think if you heard it that way, that's more of a problem.
I heard it that way,
and I agreed with it. You don't want tall people looking in your windows.
You worse than the subject.
Worse.
Worse than the subject. Speaking of somebody who's worse than the subject, I think we woke him. We woke him up.
This did.
This man joining the thing. He is the one and only gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
When you smiling, the whole world smiles.
He's been listening.
Now, man, how you been doing, bro?
I've been doing great, man. I've been trying to get moved. Today's my moving day today and tomorrow, so I finally got a new place, and I'm getting that done. So.
Oh, what? Dang, you could have just took the day off again.
I know.
It's only an hour. It's no big deal. I mean, I haven't been here the past 2 weeks absentee, so I got to make my presence.
Yeah, it's true. You're using up all your vacation time, so you know, it's bad. Well, like I say, ladies and gentlemen, this is our show. Go ahead.
No, so they got to get that PTO, that paid time off, baby.
There you go. Well, you know, we're coming at you live from 60 away. This is the L, the U, and the C from undisclosed location. Central.
The L, the U, and the C.
Right.
The L, the U, L, C.
Undisclosed. Location central. U, undisclosed.
That's one word, right?
Location central.
I don't have a CLU.
Right. That's why you got a UCULC.
I have no idea what most of you guys talk about on this podcast.
Well, but you do keep your blinds turned up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the sun out of your eyes when you're sleeping.
Yeah. See, Gasman gets it.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Why you said that you should do that?
Because when you turn them up, it shines the sun. It blocks the sun up. If you turn them down, then when the sun comes up, the light will come down into the room.
See exactly what I said.
Yep.
So Hanging Chad, would you be upset if I accept Gas Man's explanation and not yours?
Oh yeah. Yeah, because you don't want Gas Man looking in your windows.
Peeping gas, baby. Peeping gas.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and start the show off with topic changing music.
My word, we're starting with a topic. This early in the show, I love that you're switching things up on the Spike and Mike Show.
I like to call this topic here, Why Short People Will Become Extinct.
Because they say stupid stuff on your
Why
podcast.
Short people will become extinct.
Really?
Not only am I short, but I'm only 5'3".
Yeah.
So this is a bad story for me.
So you're going to be extincter sooner.
Sooner.
Man, Billy, for me, I thought you were going to say not only that I'm short, but I also got horse hair.
Horse hair.
Horse. Which is a compliment. That
yeah. This is a compliment. Yeah, exactly. All right, and I got to let you guys understand this topic. You may have heard this story here by a lady by the name of Leah Davis Loken. She's 65 years old. She went camping, ladies and gentlemen, in Ovano, Montana. She was camping out there with her friends, Kim and Joe Cole. When at about 3 o'clock in the morning, there was this great grizzly bear that came into the campsite.
Okay.
Leah woke up and scared the bear away. Yeah, get out of here, bear. Shoe bear, go bear.
Get out of here, you bear.
Really? Well, the Cole suggested, hey, we should go ahead and leave and go stay in a hotel. But Leah said, no, man, the bear is gone. So they took the food and put it somewhere where the bear couldn't get to it. And they went back to sleep. An hour later, Jim and Kim Cole were woke up seeing the bear attacking the tent that Leah was living in, jumping up and down on it, and it killed her and broke her neck.
No way. This is a real story? This fake fish?
This would have been a fake fish. I should have been it, but I
think it's crazy. Heard this story.
Now, a question to you, to the resistance fighters.
I know what you're going to say.
What that even happened in your life? And I'll start with you there, Hanging Chad.
No. No, one time I went camping and a raccoon came down out of the tree and ate my diabetic dog's special, very expensive dog treats, took the whole dang bag. It was like a $50 bag of dog treats.
Damn.
Went up the tree, sat on a branch and ate them in front of me and dropped some. And I wanted to leave that day. Like that moment, I was done camping. I never went camping again. So yeah, grizzly bear would definitely do it.
Yeah, really. Yeah. How about you?
You know, boys? Only you would bring a diabetic dog camping.
Look, man, having a diabetic dog, to all our listeners who have diabetic dogs, I feel your pain. It is a tough job.
Yeah.
And it's expensive. So don't go camping when there's raccoons nearby because they eat all your expensive dog food and treats.
And they eat it right in front of you.
Yeah, it seriously sat there and chowed, looking down at me, pulling crap out of the bag and eating it in front of me.
All right, voice of reason.
Are you saying that the old lady was one of my people?
Yes.
She's 65 years old. She's not going to have children anyway.
Oh yeah. So
what is that?
So
I don't think that has anything to do with going extinct.
He's like,
I'm sticking to the subject.
Who cares if her neck's broke? She doesn't need those to bear children.
Yeah.
Need a neck. Well, she doesn't have a proper neck to bear children.
I'm sorry, but that was the topic. I just addressed the topic. I am sorry she's dead.
Yeah, sure you are.
I will mourn her.
Right. PWs, what say you?
I kind of agree with Steve. I hate to say it was the woman's time.
Damn. Hey.
God.
Billy?
I called the cops on a couple of raccoons. So a bear, I'm not going to stay.
No. Okay.
There could be a bear sign. And I'm like, nope, done.
Damn, just a sign?
Yeah. Oh, there's a bear nearby somewhere? Nope, I'm done. I'm not really? Staying here.
Gas man?
No, see, I knew wouldn't happen to me because tall people, we got a rule when it comes to bears in the woods.
Yeah.
We in the woods and the bear come in the woods, we in the damn woods no more.
there's a little a phrase that they say when you're born tall, get out of the woods. And there's a bear. But yeah,
no, so that I was like, going. I'm a country boy. I went camping in the woods all the time. But when the bear comes, it's time to go. You got to get up out of there. You got to go.
Yeah, that lady's nuts. She's like, you know what, guys? Just let's go back to sleep. Yeah, right.
And personally, when I was in the Army, I got all the camping out of my system because I was in infantry, having to live outside in the rain and sleep outside. I don't do outdoor activities anymore, so it would have been me.
That's what I was wondering. How in that cuss word can you go back to sleep after scaring the bear off?
Yeah.
No, get in the car and get to stepping. That's what I'm saying. Because now, reason I'm saying this is I'm gonna chalk this up as a category of how short people will become extinct. Is because
I forgot what you named it. That's fitting.
Serious. Because I personally, this is me personally, don't want that to happen. So you guys should say I'm a good person. I don't want short people to become extinct.
But we're still going.
I know that. You didn't need to say that, Spike. I know that.
Okay. And one of the reasons I don't want short people to become extinct, because if they become extinct, how are we going to know what sharks eat? We'll never find out if sharks.
Now, see, that's where it's different. I might be the only tall person to ever be attacked by sharks because I'm always in the water. Every time I go to the beach, I'm out there frolicking around in the ocean. So they might get me one day.
Yeah, you better get your little happy butt out of that water.
Yeah. I thought you were a little short.
I don't think my ancestry.com was 100% true.
That's right.
But now, to end this story and to make it feel, to put add a sad note to it, of course, you know what the man did, because the bear killed the person and broke the lady's neck and yada, yada, yada. And the coals did scare it off later on. They got whistles and bamming on pots and pans. Although the bear came at them, but then it left. But to put a sad ending on this, they found the bear like a week later and euthanized it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's what you do. Anytime an animal kills a human, there's an unwritten law that it has to die.
Yeah, that is not surprising.
Yeah, that's just dumb. But a bear was doing what bears do.
Yeah. Bear
break old lady's necks.
and grabbing a bunny and wiping his
ass. Stretch it out, Spike.
Oh, God damn. Uh-oh, okay, so we can't. You got to stretch.
I saw a guy wrestle a bear once in person, live.
Right?
Yeah.
At a circus?
No, like in a, it was more like a state of county fair. And they would actually challenge people to come up and wrestle the bear.
Oh, what year? This was the 70s. 70s were so crazy.
Really? Yeah. I'm surprised.
Well, it was the 70s.
I knew it.
I was out of the Army, so I know it. And it was before I came here. It was in Indiana.
Was it the 70s for real?
Yeah, for sure. And anybody that wanted to wrestle that bear could come up and wrestle it. But there's nobody that can beat a bear. Those things are strong. I mean, they are the most powerful creatures you ever saw. They just pick people up and lay them down and then start licking their faces.
You're talking about an animal that can take down a 1,500-pound caribou, man.
This is why I'm wondering why y'all ain't extinct, because I'm sure when they said, come wrestle a bear, I'm sure it was a bunch of...
Only short people that walked up on the air.
This is Indiana. And there's probably... it's rural Indiana, I think, too, so...
Nothing else to do out there. And have you ever seen a tall person get gored by a buffalo? Have you seen those videos?
No. I'm going to go look at that now.
A tall person.
Yeah.
Come here, Google buffalo. It. Let me pet you. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, really.
Hey, did you say what state or where this grizzly attack happened?
Montana.
Oh, Montana.
Okay. Montana. Yeah, so I don't know. Listen, I'm not – this show is anything – ladies and gentlemen, anything but racist. We just identify the differences.
Okay.
I actually kind of feel like that needed to be said. There's times where I'm uncomfortable.
I suspect that all that grizzly wanted to do was lick that lady's face.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
From my experience, that's all they want to do. They just want to pick you up, lay you down, and lick your face.
Right. Oh, that's so nice.
I'm betting when you go on Lion Country safaris, you in your Jeep, you get out the car and want to go pet the lions.
Ooh, no. Oh, God. Lions have the roughest tongues you ever can imagine.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Sandpaper tongues.
That's the problem. Hey, well, with that being said, let's go ahead and do topic-changing music.
Please.
All right. That was our first topic. This is going to be the second topic of all things.
Well, okay. Well, let's do this. I like to call this topic here, Casper, you hurt my feelings.
Casper, you hurt my feelings.
Just after you say this is a non-racist show, you got to go with that.
See? Casper, the unfriendly ghost.
Yeah, really.
Casper, you hurt my feelings.
I hope this is a ghost story. Is it a ghost story?
Yeah, it better be. Well, studies have shown that social reactions of any kind activates the same pain as it does in the brain, as it does in your physical body. Okay, meaning that
hurt feelings count.
Hurt feelings can count, and it can cause rejection and pain, and that goes for you and your partners and everybody alike. So, with that information readily available to them, House Bill 611 by Negros Oriental Representative Orlando Tevez.
This must be in another country.
Yeah, it's in the Philippines.
Oh, okay, yeah, because we don't have a state of Negros.
Yeah, really.
Oh my God. Okay, go. What's the good one? He and her wife.
I was hesitant about going by saying that part.
But yeah.
Okay, I've got another one for you. Okay,
and so wait, Vietnam, we haven't done this one.
In Vietnam, their currency is the dong.
I could get into that.
Oh God!
Let's just let that marinate for a minute. Oh. It'll be a great.
All time. Right, come on, Spike. Continue with your story.
Great time for the cricket sounds.
Oh my God.
But anyway, lawmakers are now, they filed a bill. They're seeking to declare that it is now illegal. You can be prosecuted for ghosting someone on social media.
Oh, really?
I heard this. Yeah.
And so they're saying that they haven't come up with the proposed penalty for it or the fine, but they said he need to consult his other colleagues about what they're going to charge for that. But they are trying to pass this law 611, that says that ghosting can cause trauma and develop feelings. And it also can be cause negative impact on the productivity of the nation. Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go around the room. You guys, what is your opinion on this? And you got to say this is BS. Go ahead, Voice of Reason.
Okay. First of all, how would you even know that you were ghosted on social media?
That means you probably have been.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't have social media to start with, so how would he know?
Yeah, it's true too. All right, so boys of reason, not boys, but Chad, what do you think about this?
This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, and like,
it's early.
This is like it's the early. Only reason. yeah. Today, so far today.
Still early. You're on the show. Yeah. We got another half hour.
This means like you've ran out of ideas to make laws. So you landed on this. This is you are flat out of ideas.
Yes, really. Miss Billis?
So if any individual has ever used a dating app, two things are true. One, they've been ghosted before. And two, they've ghosted somebody before. Period.
So like it's all, not.
Does that mean that they swept right or something like that?
No.
This is so fun to watch and try to figure out.
let's teach the voice of reason what ghosting means. So you're on a dating app. You're on a dating app. You have both swiped right, so you matched, and you're talking to see, hey, do we want to go on a date with each other? And then one person just disappears. It stops responding.
Like. your
block
last
them.
Like your last six girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. So you don't know whether this was a technical error or if they actually don't want to talk to you anymore.
Correct.
Technical error.
But the true story is they don't want to talk to you again.
No, usually what it means is they found someone equally as hot as you, but more local.
that's true.
There's many numbers of reasons why people get ghosted, and nobody should take it personally.
That's a good
period.
One.
But aren't you supposed to say, I'm not going to talk to you anymore? Is that what the law's about? Is you're supposed to actually say, I am not going to talk to you anymore?
I'm guessing, yes.
I think that, personally, my opinion, this is my opinion, so don't send me hate mail, but if ghosting really bothers you to that degree, then there's more of an issue that you need to work on before you get on a dating app. You know what I mean? Like, you need to be confident enough to be like, all right, well, I'll just try the next one.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what's attractive, people, is not being needed.
Mm. And the thing about this happened to me on every app, because every time we would chat and say, well, let's meet up in IRL in real life, that's when they disappear. They never want to meet. So I don't know if they do a background check on me or if they just... I never found out.
Yeah. Oh, background check.
That hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah. God was a guest of the state at one time.
That's just as bad as being punched in the nose.
Well, Gasman, can I give you a little advice on how to get to the next phase on that?
Yeah, please.
Keep the picture that comes in the wallet that you buy. You finish.
but unlike everybody, I use my real picture because I'm real. I don't want to show up expecting, you know, Pamela Anderson, and then, you know, the girl from the Goonies shows up. It has happened before.
So maybe you're lucky that they didn't show up, you know.
Dude, I'm not hurt at all. I'm glad I got this.
Have you seen Pamela Anderson lately?
Yeah, I still would.
Can I explain what the problem with this law is?
Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes you don't have any other choice besides ghosting, because you might, and I think this might be more true for women. I don't know, you guys that have been on dating apps, you can chime in. But there have been times where I'm like, yeah, sorry, thanks, not feeling it. You know, good luck. You know, I try to be polite.
Yeah, but that's not ghosting. If you're saying that.
Yeah, really.
Right. She's not ghosting, but here's the result.
No. But then the guy keeps coming, and why not? Like, you know, let's do this. And then after a while, you just have to start, pull the plug. I died.
It would be nice. I must say, it would be nice if you put in a lot of effort on a dating app, right? So I'm kind of countering what I said before. Yeah. If you put in a lot of effort and if I'm not your thing, hey, no harm, no foul. Just say, hey, I think this is over. And I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
The problem is
they don't do that. They don't just say, cool.
But if that doesn't happen, you should still be fine.
True.
Right. Well, but the problem with that is that people get even more offended by being said, no, thanks, I'm not interested, than by just being ghosted.
Right.
Right. I know it's a technical.
That's what happens.
I know it's a technical difficulty. I know. It's just got to be a tech. Yeah.
Your phone battery died. It got to be it, right?
Yeah. Because I think people try to validate themselves through the eyes of other people, and you should not do that.
Exactly. Good point, Chad. Exactly.
PW, what say you?
Sometimes the result of ghosting is really good. As an example, Spike and I used to be on a bowling team together in a bowling league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Steve joined us, and then suddenly no one else showed up for the bowling league. And the good thing was we were champions.
We won that tournament.
The champions. Yes, that's a good point.
We are the champions. Yeah.
Listen, there's a shining light in every tunnel.
Like, there's a list of people probably in my life that I wish would ghost me.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I can agree with that. You know what I mean?
Like, there are relationships that I maintain because I feel obligated to do that.
You? You are the most get out of my face kind of guys I thought I was.
That would be correct.
That is true, but I still try to be kind.
Oh, okay. All right.
You know, like I try to be kind and I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you say, Chad? I shouldn't call anymore?
Yeah. That is when they made that thing up for you. I'll see you later, man. Said, not if I see you first.
Yeah, right.
All right. Well, cool.
Well, I got a lot out of this. I think I understand what ghosting is. You just don't respond to anybody.
That is correct. Good.
Or anybody to a particular person.
Right. You stop responding. There's an established connection, and then you just stop responding.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's got to be. It's deliberate.
Let's get him a ghost certificate. Like he passed his class.
Yeah, really. We learned something.
Rejection is terrible. Rejection is a horrible, horrible thing. I agree that it's probably as bad as being physically hit or hurt.
Well, with that being said, I think we should go ahead and do.
Oh my God!
Cow chip news of the day, then.
Ooh.
This was a smooth segue about when we left the ghosting story.
Yeah.
Because this is a cow chip news here. You guys know who Gary Creeman is?
Gary Creeman?
Yeah. K-R-E-M-A-N. M-E-N. No, it was K-R-E-M-E-N. Gary Creeman. He is the founder and creator of Match, a dating apps website.
Mm.
And this guy has done. Yeah, Gary Creeman, he says the whole thing about creating a website for dating is you have to design the system with women in mind, not men, he says, because who cares what men think?
Exactly.
When he designed this thing, he said that he things like security and anonymity is the most important thing about the sites. And little things like that, like body type is what's important, not pounds on a person. Never ask a woman her weight. Now, the cow chip news about this thing is that Gary Creeman's match site was so good that he lost his girlfriend to another guy that she saw on Match.
That is good. Yeah.
His system works so well that his
Eureka, I found it.
Yeah. So you're saying that this guy knew that women liked men holding fish? Holding up fish?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, apparently that's what guys do is they hold up their fish. They're like, hey, I caught this. So now guess what, guys? I think I'm gonna catch you next. Like you're my next catch.
Exactly. That is the cow chip news of the day. And speaking of cow chip news, I think it might be time for the big A word of the day.
Ooh.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Gosh.
Brilliant.
Whoa.
Right. Did you record that one?
Perfect.
That was perfect.
That was spot on, Billy. You go to Hollywood.
I have to say, you're getting better and better at this.
I'm gonna admit that last week,
mm-hmm.
I was late.
Ah, yeah, he was a skosh late, right?
Oh, I was super late. I was way late.
That even made you more ready this week. So don't feel bad about that. That we learn from our experiences.
Yeah, 5 weeks ago you were early.
And she remembers that one too.
Yeah, really.
All right. Well. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, here we like to educate our minds and our bodies, and also maybe the listeners. So I like to introduce a big A word of the day, and we ask the resistance fighters, do they know what this is? As usual, I'm going to play this three times, and then we're going to ask you guys, do you know what the big A word of the day is? Today's big A word is.
Ineffable. Ineffable. Ineffable.
Ineffable. I-N-E-F-F-A-B-L-E. Ineffable. Going around the room, let's ask the resistance fighters right out of the gate. Gas Man, do you have an idea what ineffable means?
Yes, I do.
Whoa. Well, then let's go with you, Hanging Chad.
Man, I honestly don't this week. I can't even think of anything funny to say.
Voice of the region.
All right. I don't, but come on, Chad. Uneffable?
Uneffable.
Uneffable.
I'm not sure I even know how to say it.
Come on, Chad.
Ineffable.
You can't think of anything funny to say about the word.
Like
effable.
Like anytime I say F, I'm like, what the F? So maybe like ineffable would be something I can't.
F.
Yeah. F.
There you go, Chad.
Thank you.
Perfect.
I do know what it means, yes.
And Mr. PWs.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Damn. Well, see, this is
I know what affable means.
Makes my heart warm knowing that you guys are getting smarter and smarter because I still know what it is. So what does ineffable mean? I'll start it with you then, Miss Billy.
It's inutterable. It's like not even describable. You can't say it in words.
I know what I said.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's so Hanging Chad, you did know what it was.
I kind of but with the help of my friend here, we broke it down and got it right.
Gas man, were you telling the truth or did you?
Well, I was thinking effable is a form of saying that someone is friendly and approachable, so ineffable being somebody that's standoffish.
You are thinking of affable, not effable.
Ah, okay. I got my vowels mixed up.
Yeah. You were thinking what Voice of Reason was thinking. Man, she ineffable.
that might be why you get ghosted from a dating site.
Yeah, that was wrong of me. But anyway, that is it. So, hey, do this for me, PW.
Yeah.
Before it's time, let's do the talk to the sponsors real quick.
Oh, we could do that. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And we're back.
Yes.
That was a little late there, right, Billy?
Yes, just a little late.
Just a skosh.
Yeah. Just a skosh. All right, well, listen, this show is flying by. We have so much things we want to do that we might not get through all the topics. But before that, I do believe it's time, PW. Ladies and gentlemen, we decided amongst the resistance fighters every week we want to insert what we call the joke of the week. So each one of us, maybe some of us, have some particular jokes we would like to say or expound to the cast and to the listeners. I'll start off with one. This is a joke. It's a pun. It made me laugh, and maybe you will too. Maybe if you get it, you will too. It starts off like this. Whoever stole my Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
That is scary.
That is good. Yeah.
Hey, I got one. Right. What vegetable is cool, but not that cool?
I don't know what.
Radish.
Radish.
Radish. Yeah. Got a radish. God, I'm not good at this, you guys.
I thought that was funny.
Okay.
Radish.
Oh, cool. Cool, not as in the refrigerator, but cool is like cool, man.
Yeah.
Oh, like yeah. Rad. Like that's
rad.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Rad. That was radish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's radish. All right. Anyone else have another one?
Sure. Why don't scientists trust atoms?
He ate Eve.
They make up everything.
Make up everything.
That's a goat.
That was
good. How do you make holy water?
How?
You boil the hell out of it.
Yes.
That's a good one.
I don't get it.
You boil the hell out of it.
Oh, hell.
You boil the hell out of it.
Yeah. I was like, boils. I was thinking boils on skin or something.
Damn. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and end it with this one here.
Hey, go ahead. I got one after you, though. You want me to go before you? You want to end it?
Yeah,
Let me just do a quick one. What's brown and sticky?
A stick.
Yeah, thank you for melting.
That's what I was. That was my, I started out being a stick. How you sticking?
Did you hear that or did you just say stick?
I just said stick because that's my...
Because that's your answer to everything?
How you sticking?
You just say the word stick? Okay.
Oh, it makes sense. I was trying to figure out some stuff and I was like, let me figure this out. Good job, PW. And so we'll end the joke of the day with this one here. The other day, I took my hearing aid to the in for a repair. I haven't heard nothing since.
God. Yes.
Blame is all be damned.
Yes.
And that is our joke of the day. Okay, have we forgotten to do anything?
Sure. A million things.
Oh, okay, well then, let's go ahead and do a topic-changing music.
All right, here comes another topic. After all these fabulous topics we have yet another topic on the Spike and Mike Show.
This topic here I like to call, Who Runs the House?
Who runs the house?
The woman.
All right, so... and I'm gonna do something different this time, so...
Oh, it's not a woman then.
Yeah, no, when I run the house... After I tell the story... Instead of me guessing who wants to answer questions, who wants to give me your opinion on it,
right.
And you guys cheating off somebody's paper.
Sure.
We're going to say, PW, who do you think should answer the question first?
Steve.
Yeah, Steve, I should go.
Because I love him so much.
Steve, who do you think should answer the question? You can't say your name. Well, who should answer the question?
Oh, okay.
Next.
Well, you, Spike.
All right. And then I think the next person to answer would be Billy. Billy, who do you think should answer after that?
Chad.
And then I think that leaves the gas man as last.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody likes the gas man.
I always copy Billy, so
yeah.
we're trying to make this. All right, so this topic is called Who Runs the House? Now, this is a scenario that it came
Could
across.
Could I change mine to gas man? Because I feel bad, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, yeah, you can. So then, Steve, you have to voice the reason. You got to go last then, because
I get time to. You guys don't want me to have time to think about anything.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
That's true.
Right. This is a deep one here, and it's going to take you guys to use some of your emotional fortitude on this.
Okay.
All right. So now think about this. This is a little story I'm going to tell about this. There is a man who marries this lady. They're in their mid, anyway, she marries a lady and she has a teenage kid. He's 15, 16 years of age.
Oh boy, tough situation.
Yeah, and over time, the new stepfather and the son, they don't see eye to eye. They just go through the motions, yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
And there's no physical abuse, no domestic abuse, nothing like that. They just, just don't see eye to eye. So the kid turns 18, he moves out. And he gets a good job and starts a new life and everything is going good. Everything is well.
Okay.
Well, his mom's car breaks down. He pays to have the repairs done. The stepdad.
The kid?
Yeah, the kid pays to have his mom's car repairs done. The kid gets up. I mean, the stepdad gets upset and says, tells the kid, hey, this is my wife. This is my house. It's my responsibility to take care of all these issues here. You know, I appreciate what you're doing for your mom, but this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm the man of the house. I'm the man of the house now. Two questions to you guys. What should the mother do? And should the kid interfere anymore in the mom's problems? And we'll start out with you, Gas Man.
The stepdad needs to keep his mouth shut because the mom and the son's bond is biological. And no marriage is going to supersede that. If a kid wants to help his mom out, then the husband should be, you know, be cool with it. I don't see why he would have a problem with it.
What should the mom do?
Accept her son's help. That's her son.
Nobody else answers because we're going to all have the same thing. So what should the mom tell the husband?
Keep your mouth shut. It's my kid.
Okay. All right. Oh, the next one is mine. I think that the wife supposed to respect the wishes of the husband because that's the new head of the household right there. He is the one. And I'm sorry that my husband and my kid don't get along, but I have to respect what my husband said. That is my kid. Got it. But I got to respect them.
That makes sense.
All right. Billy, what say you?
No. The exact opposite of what you just said.
What?
Sure, I can respect my husband, but that you're not going to tell my son that he can't help me. It's all family. They're all helping each other. There's no one person that's supposed to do it over another. That's just being stupid.
Okay.
Right. And me, kowtowing to my husband isn't me respecting him. It's him being domineering. And no.
All right, Chad.
Exactly. I think it's important to look at psychologically what's really happening here. And this man, his ego is so fragile and self-esteem is so fragile that he is afraid that by this woman's son helping her, he no longer has a role or an importance to this woman. So the issue is with the man.
Right.
Correct.
This problem will not fix itself until the man fixes himself. And if I were the woman, I would question, do I want to be with such a broken man?
Oh, wow. Damn. All right, boys.
Wow. I think I agree with Chad, Chad and Spike in a way.
Go ahead.
What?
PW never came up on here, did it?
No.
I think I agree with both Chad and Spike. This guy's got problems, and you should just go along with him and help him out and agree with him. He's the head of the household. He's got problems, and you should do your best to go along with him and make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Yeah.
PW?
No. You don't just ignore him because he's got problems or abandon him. You don't ghost him.
The proper response here would be, son, I'm really proud of you for helping your mom out.
Right. That would be the proper response.
That's the proper
response. Exactly. He's apparently threatened by the son's relationship with his mom.
I agree with that, but the wife should go along with her husband anyway.
Right.
Screw this wife's submissive to a husband routine. Like, come on.
PW, answer it.
All right. Here's the thing. If the husband is upset that the son paid the bill,
right?
Pay the bill.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Just pay the son back. Say, oh, I'm sorry, son. I should take care of that. And right. take care
Here's
of
your
that.
Money back.
I could see him being upset that the son did it because he doesn't want the son to have to spend his own money. You know, like
right.
maybe in that way, this makes sense. But
have to make sense.
So I actually think that's probably what happened, Chad, is he says, you don't need to be spending your money on this. You've got other bills and stuff that you need to do and you're not making that
and
much.
And I'll take care of it.
Yeah, that way I totally agree. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I don't think
that's what happened.
Yeah, let me throw in some of the things I said. They didn't get along as a teenager because, you know, nobody's going to take my dad's place. So the kid was already rejecting the
dad. Oh, I don't even know them, and I hate the father.
Damn. But I'm saying, and so
I feel sorry for the father.
I do too.
What is wrong
with the father? What's wrong with the father trying to be the man of the house?
Yeah, because before you can be anything for the house, you have to be 100%. You have to be 100% with yourself. Like, how are you going to be?
He's being 100%. He wants to give the money back to the kid and let him know that everything's taken care of.
Can I
say, if that is the case, then I agree with you, but I don't know if that's the situation.
Can I say it's not about the money? It's about the quote unquote, I shouldn't do that, the respect and disrespect.
How is it disrespectful? No, how is it disrespectful that a kid wants to fix his mom's car?
That is beautiful and that is great.
Okay. Then what's the problem here? Why is the dad even like annoyed?
Because
just like my awesome dad said, he should tell the kid, son, I'm really proud of you. Thanks.
Right.
You did good.
I'm going to answer.
And then he's the man of the house.
Let me answer the question.
I didn't say that, Bill. I'm sorry.
Somebody else.
He said he should pay the kid back. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. If he wants to take care of it, then he should give the money to the kid. Yeah. Cover it.
Okay. Go ahead.
The fragile, hyper masculine man of the house thing.
Why are you assuming that?
It's so tired.
That's what it is.
That's not what it is.
Do you know what's more man of the house and more manly? Being confident enough to say, son, I'm really proud of you for helping your mom. That's more manly.
Okay, how about this? Okay,
sure, but also giving him the money back.
The money is irrelevant.
Let Spike try to dig his hole deeper. Yes. Go ahead, Spike.
We like that.
Yeah, I do feel like he's just trying to play devil's advocate here.
No. So let's say a sink breaks in the house.
Okay.
Who should be responsible for repairing that sink?
Well, if I was the son, I hope the water's spraying everywhere, and I'm going to stand there and be like, you going to fix it, man of the house?
Yeah.
Because the house is getting real. I'm going to stand right here, man of the house.
You know what? I suspect that's exactly what his son would say.
Whoever's available at the moment that needs, if something needs to get fixed, if dad's at work and there's water spraying all over the house, then
we need to wait. We need to wait for dad to come home.
Bob, because he was upset when I helped you. Water going everywhere. Can you get over here? Because I'm not the man of the house. You're the man of the house. You're going to have to leave work, Bob. You're going to have to, there's water everywhere. I can be the man in the house right now? Okay, I'm going to go fix it.
Okay, hold on. How about this? What if both of them are – what if both of the guys are in the house right then?
Then they should help each other fix it and do it together.
Apparently, in this guy's world, the kids should just leave because he's not the man of the house, which is so stupid, this whole man of the house label thing.
Well, that wasn't the topic.
Yeah, it has to be. Yeah, the topic.
Was it?
Somebody has to be responsible.
It's his. It's his fragile masculinity.
Mm-hmm. Right. What do you mean somebody has to be responsible for it? Something just needs to get done. And whoever can do it at the moment. Why is anybody getting offended that someone else is doing something that just needs to be done?
In this house, nobody does anything or helps each other.
Yeah. Clearly.
Let's dig this hole even deeper.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
What if it's the neighbor across the street that has a hot for the woman, while the man's doing something. The neighbor across the street has a hot for the woman, and right. He fixes her plumbing. Should the man
in what way though? Are we talking real plumbing?
Yeah, real plumbing.
He
fixes the sink. Should he be upset?
Real plumbing.
What are we talking about?
I was saying, be with the woman. What the hell are you talking about?
But I'm saying, so if the neighbor across the street comes in and wants it, and he's trying to fix the faucet, should the man at the house be upset?
The neighbor.
Okay, it's a completely different situation.
Totally.
I understand he's not the son, but my point is that should he be upset? Because he's the man of the house, but should he be upset that the neighbor's fixing the sink?
I got a question.
I want Gasman to answer that.
Oh, okay.
Gasman, answer it.
Answer what? What is the question?
I'm not sure I followed you. I'm across the street, I think.
How much would it cost to call a plumber to get it fixed?
$18. Now you get it. What's the guy do with the price of tea?
But before he walks in, you have to designate him the man of the house. You may come in. But while you're in here, you are the man.
Okay, last question. What dictates the man of the house or the who runs the house? Does anybody anything?
Can I ask you something? A follow up question to that? What does the title of man of the house give you or get you or mean for you? Like Spike, like if you're the man of your house, what does that mean?
I'll answer you. Good question. When something pops off and they run and things run to this house here, I'm the one that got supposed to make the decision.
Seriously, please tell me you don't believe that.
Hold a second. So if we need a new roof on the house and some roofing company comes and says, "Hey, Miss Ma'am, we're gonna put a new roof on this house," can she make the decision?
So does man of the house mean decision maker?
Of course not. No. A woman make the decision?
Make a decision?
Yes.
Make a decision?
Whatever. Who should make the decision to have the roof put on? What company's going to put the roof on the house?
Your wife.
Collectively together.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No. Ultimately, somebody has to stop the topic.
Yeah.
Move on to something else. And that person would be the man of the house.
No. Here's the thing. I've met Spike's wife. She should make the decision.
Yeah, I would. I haven't met Spike's wife, and she should make the decision.
Hey, listen.
When my daughter calls me saying, "Dad, I need help," I'm supposed to say, "Screw you. Let the man of the house take care of it." That's what I'm supposed to do.
If she is married?
Yes, she's married. So I'm supposed to say, "Screw you, let your husband do it."
Ask the question, "Where's your husband?"
And her husband says, "I'll take care of this." And your daughter goes behind his back and calls you.
Oh.
That isn't what happened, though.
No.
But it's the same scenario.
Spike is losing, he has to make up new
scenarios that make him right.
Yeah. He's like, so there's a grizzly bear.
That is what the man of the house does.
Okay, damn, y'all. I met my wife, and she probably doesn't take care of
things. Like, okay, this isn't working. Yeah. Let's add a grizzly bear. Okay, so now there's a grizzly bear.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it broke her tent. You broke her tent.
Right.
And your neck.
Wait, yeah. You scared the grizzly bear away.
It's about to break her neck.
Yeah. And then the grizzly bear came back.
That's a good point.
Who should save her? Only the man of the house.
That's a good point. Let's say you're camping and there is no house.
Right. Yeah.
Are you still the man of the house or are you the man of the tent?
Oh, right, yeah.
The scenario described,
the 65-year-old woman was taking the role of the man of the house.
Yeah. Let's say you can't pay your mortgage and you're out on the street, you and your wife. Are you still the man of the house?
Ooh. Yeah, that's you. Everybody shut down for a minute. I want to go straight to Gas Man because he brought this up. Your daughter's husband's kind of ask you, "Hey, dude, let me take care of my family." Would you respect that, his wishes?
Yeah, of course.
If your daughter was asking you for help.
No.
Your daughter's asking you for help. Her husband says, "Let me take care of this."
Yes. Even that, I was going to do it the other way around. But yeah, her husband said, "Hey, dude, this is my family now. Let me take care of this." You said, "Okay." And then a week later, your daughter said, "Hey, Dad, I need help getting this car fixed or putting the roof on the house."
What would you do? Screw that guy. That's my kid.
Thank you.
Damn.
I think you just summed it up. You just said, "Screw that guy." You would screw the guy.
Yeah.
If he ever messed with my daughter, I wouldn't know where he was wrong.
You just told him to kiss my...
You wouldn't give him a call or anything. You'd just say, "Screw him."
Not if my daughter called me for help. It's between me and my daughter. None of his damn business. If she has to call me, Mr.
No
man
way.
House,
is that...
If my daughter has to call me, then that guy, the man in the house, ain't doing his job like Mr. Man in the House. Handle your business, dude.
All right.
Yeah,
I think you should
not get in their business. That's just me speaking.
Hey, I'm thinking man of the house is very closely tied to money. That whole idea.
Man of the house is just somebody saying that I want to be in charge.
Exactly.
Period.
Thank you.
Hey, I don't know how
you find out. And then you find out your son-in-law said, "I was going to surprise her for her birthday."
We got to end this right now. One.
One.
I don't know what the times are.
No, there's like 15 seconds to go.
Hey,
oh, there's plenty.
It's 10 seconds.
We're going to talk about this again.
You're not going to let it go.
Yeah, I'm not going to let it go. Even with the bear. Spike on the mic, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, guys. We out.
One.